It's a lovely day today. It's a lovely day today. Oh, it's a lovely, lovely, lovely day today. Every day is just the way I make it, and the way that I will take it. It's a lovely, lovely day. It's a lovely, 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 lovely. It's a lovely day. I always wanted to be in the theater, you know. It's a wonderful thing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you It's a Lovely Day. Yesterday, we had an adventure here at the campus. We've had some worry warts around here. They worry about this, and they worry about that, and they worry about other things, and then they wonder why things happen in their life. And, you know, the average family doesn't worry about their children, and nothing happens to their children. Their children come out just fine. But a few parents and a few family worry about each other, and they have all sorts of problems. They have problems like car accidents. They have problems like death. They have problems like diseases. They have problems like illnesses of various kinds. They have problems of poverty and what silly, silly, silly things. Now, some parents worry about abundance. Now, the Rockefeller family was known for their awareness of abundance and how to make it grow. And they taught their children to take pennies, which were a great deal of money at that time, to take pennies and go down to the bank with all the pennies they could gather during the week and deposit them in their account. And so the children soon learned the value of money. They soon learned how important it was to think about abundance and to think about abundance. Because, you see, it doesn't take much to become a very wealthy person. And then it doesn't take much to become a very unwealthy person. It doesn't take much to become a live person. And then it doesn't take much to become a very dead person. Very interesting. Now, you see, we have people who kill themselves regularly by many areas, by shooting or going to war or jumping in front of trains or all the other things that they do. Now, what do we concentrate on? And the answer is one that only you can tell me yourself. When you go to the supermarket, do you read the garbage that's on the supermarket counter? Do you read who married who and who didn't and who's pregnant and who shouldn't be and things like that? Oh, how very fascinating. That's really your business, isn't it? Or do you read the gardening magazines? Pray, they're there. Yes, they are there. They are there. The gardening magazines are on the supermarket counter. But you see, who notices them? You notice all those other rather raunchy magazines on the supermarket counter. Okay, now, what is it that we have problems in doing? What is it that we have problems in doing? We have problems in deciding what it is that is important for us to think about. Now, what is it important for us to think about? Yesterday, we had a guest on campus here, and he's been here for a long, long time, really, but we didn't even know it. And Rex brought him to our attention. He said, "Hey, Dad, come here, look, barf, 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 and look at this big guy over here." So I went around the corner of the porch here, and there was a great big 6-foot rattlesnake, thick as a what is that thick as? Thick as a thing sausage. That you use, huh?
It's sausage.
No.
No, it's bigger than a sausage. My goodness. You saw him. What kind of sausages do you eat? My goodness.
So, the big ones.
The big ones. No, it's like a thing that you use for cleaning the floor, you know, with the what do you call it, the hose. The hose that goes to the vacuum cleaner. He's a big guy. Well, anyhow. Yes? And so I went over to see what the fuss was all about, and there was this fellow talking to Rex. And Rex was barking at him, and he says, "Don't bother me. I've not bothered you. I've been around here for a long time. Long time. You didn't even know I was here. But you had to come over and make a big fuss over it, you know, and tell everybody I'm here." And so everybody got get all upset and worried, and everybody jumps up from the table, and they run back in the corner like a bunch of kittens, you know, and thinking, "Mommy, take care of me, Mommy," you know. And so I went over there, and I said, "Hey, fella, you know, out, you know. You can play outside the campus here, but on campus you bother people." And so he said, "Well, get your dog away from me and I'll go out, you know." And Rex just wouldn't get away. So I had to go and get the hose. And I got the hose and I squirted at Rex and the snake. Rex backed away and the snake tried to crawl over the top of the fence. And I said, "Look, silly boy. There's a big hole under the fence, under the gate. See it there? Right there? Big one. Just slide right through there." And he looked here and looked there, and finally he found that hole. And he slipped out there. Meanwhile, the water was squirting at him. And he went on out, and he went into the air conditioning ducts. And he is just as happy as can be. Oh, yes, air conditioning ducts. No, it's just the fan. It's just the cooler. So he went away. And then today, everybody comes out here and goes looking for him. Now, you want him?
No.
You want him? We'll bring him back. Do you want him?
No.
You know, whatever you concentrate on, that's what you bring into your life. That's what you bring. And it's the littlest, dumbest things that we allow ourselves to do. You know? Now, you look at your windshield, and the windshield has a crack in it. And you take the windshield off your car, and you have it replaced. Replaced. They put a new windshield in, and you look at the new windshield, and you look to see if the crack is still there. You do. Even though you put in a brand new windshield, you look to see if the crack is still there in the old windshield, which is not there anymore. Uh-huh. We do this, and you know, sometimes people even find a crack. They even find things there that are not even there. They're illusions, but they're illusions that we have made for ourselves. You see, the world is what we make it. The world is just what we make it. The young man who died, and Irene conducted the funeral service for, and everybody said, "Will you conduct mine?" He was an interesting person, but he was running away. He was running away from himself. And you know what one of his first problems was in running away? He was a lawyer, wasn't he? Wasn't he the one who was a lawyer, or was it the other guy?
Anyhow, a lawyer.
The other guy was a lawyer? Well, what was this guy? Well, anyhow, my story doesn't work. So, the other guy's name is Bruno, but I don't think he's the one who jumped in front of the train.
No, the other guy's
Emil. Emil. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Emil. So, this Bruno is the one who didn't like life, and he jumped in front of the train. And Alfonso was the one who decided to take off a little earlier because he was done with his adventure here on Earth. Now, we do that. We do that. And, you know, you think about them for a moment or two, and then you forget completely, and you go on with your life. You go on with what you're doing. Now, what is it that you're doing? Are you looking for rattlesnakes? Or are you looking for the golden goose that lays the golden egg? Mm-hmm. Are you looking for absolute health? The what? Ponce de Leon, what did he look for? The fountain of youth in Florida. The fountain of youth. Now, that's impossible. Nobody can ever find the fountain of youth. Oh, yes, they can. They find it right within themselves. And it's there. But the thing is, if we don't go for it, we don't look for it, we don't find it. Now, do you think Ponce de Leon found the Fountain of Youth? He sure did. He believed it. And his soldiers who were with him, they believed it. And they all lived very happy, wonderful life because they found the Fountain of Youth. And they lived as though they found the fountain of youth. They lived in the consciousness of the fountain of youth. And they were very, very happy guys. Now, what about you? What are you going to find? Martino, he goes to bed at night and he says, yuck, this bed sucks. And so he takes his cover and his cushion and he lays on the floor and he says, paradise. Well, that's what I always said. Understand? That's what I always said. I always liked to sleep on the floor. And when I got to be 179, getting up off the floor wasn't all that fun. And so I stepped on the bed. But I still am much more, if I can't sleep for any reason, I'll take my pillow and cover and lay on the floor, and I am comfortable as can be. Just a plain old rug. And you see, I'm in paradise. I keep running away from paradise by going into what other people call paradise. A bed, you know, a nice mattress, you know, clean sheets. Yuck. Huh? What? Who thinks of a nice mattress and clean sheets and stuff like that? You think of rest. When you lay down to sleep, do you think of clean sheets or do you think of rest? Do you think of peace? Do you think, I am so happy, you know? And you just go off to dreamland and you are just so happy. Now, isn't that the way you'd like to be? Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's what Martino does? Martino lays on the carpet and he says, I wonder if she's been in here with the vacuum cleaner and cleaned this thing, you know. I wonder if the dog's been lying here or if somebody has, you know, dropped some milk or something here, you know. And he doesn't think a thing about them. Do you know what the rug is underneath Martino? Crystal clear. Pure as can be. Absolutely perfect. We have an angel laying on the floor. Therefore, there cannot be any dust or dirt or any imperfections. There cannot, right? I like that. There cannot be anything unlike his nature. You understand? Mm-hmm. So this is what we want to think about. When you get in bed, do you say, oh my God, Helen and I were visiting friends one time. They put us in these beds, and the bed belonged to the old man and the old lady, you know. They were probably about 50 or 60 at the time. But we being younger, we thought of them as older. And so I slept on the woman's side, and Ellen slept on the man's side. And Ellen said, and I said, Ellen, I have paradise. You know, I just went zonk, and I was gone. Because when I go to bed, I go to sleep. That's my purpose, going to bed. And we can make a hell or a heaven out of it. Ellen could say, this woman was the most pure, or as a man, this man was the most pure and wonderful man in the world. He had beautiful thoughts. He was always thinking of the Buddha and always thinking of all the trinkets he had around his house that he collected all over the world. And, you know, he's just a magical person. And you go to sleep in that kind of a dream. What a magical thing. Now, Ellen, do you go to sleep every night and you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body?
Yes.
When you go to sleep every night, do you say, peace, peace, peace? And when you go to sleep every night, do you go to sleep? Or do you toss and turn? If you toss and turn in bed, you can be sure that you're letting the bed upset you. It's nothing else but. You say, what's the vibrations in this bed? Well, they're whatever you put there. What do you think Martino puts on his carpet? He puts the vibrations of purity and goodness and peace. Martino is a person who will sit down, and if he feels like sleeping, he's gone. If he feels like getting up, he's getting up. He just is like a baby, and that's beautiful. That's beautiful. How many of us can do that? When a little child is tired, it just lays back and goes to sleep. When a little child is ready to play, it goes out there all engines, all power, and does a great job. And this is what we can do about anything in life. Now, people often say, this, of course, is a potpourri of ideas here, but people often say, how can you speak your word and have it be accomplished? because that's where your thought is. If your thought is not where your word is, your word's not going to be accomplished. If your thought is on having perfect health, and your word is on sickness, you'll have perfect health. If your word is on perfect health, but your thought is about how sick you are, you'll be sick. Because thoughts are things, and thoughts are the ones that bring us whatever result we want in our life. So if we're going to think happy, healthy thoughts, we will be happy, healthy people. But we don't do that. We think of our hurt foot. We think of our problem. We think of the things that bug us and the things that get to us, and we empower them. We can say, I'm home for all we want. But if we're thinking, I hurt, well, that thought, that feeling, that is going to tear you away from the experience of wholeness, okay? Now, do you like yourself?
Yes.
What's our title tonight, this morning? What's our title?
It's a lovely, 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 lovely day.
And it is. Yeah. Now, why is it a lovely day? Because I think lovely thoughts. Now, do you think lovely thoughts? Do you like yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Irene said to me the other day, Herb, I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I want to do. I like being a clown. I like being a nurse. I like being this. I like being that. But I really don't want to be any of it. Well, I don't know what I want to be. And now she writes, she thinks, maybe I'll give funerals in a positive, wonderful way. Now, who would have ever thought this dynamic, forceful, outstanding woman would be doing something or be interested in doing something? But, of course, she's not doing it in the ordinary way. She is letting the beauty of life be expressed. Now, it's a lovely day. And are you ready to enjoy it fully?
Yes.
If you are, then think lovely thoughts and get your mind off of anything that is not what you really choose to have. Get your mind off the rattlesnake. Get your mind off. How do you get your mind off?
Putting it somewhere else.
Thinking of what I want to experience.
Thinking of what you want to experience. Thinking of something else, not putting it somewhere else. Because if it's somewhere else, it's from somewhere that it came. And it's always a somewhere that it came from, but you're thinking about. You're not really thinking about the somewhere else, because you're not there yet. Right? Okay, so let's get with it.
All right.
And let's say, it's a lovely day today. It's a lovely day today. Oh, it's a lovely, lovely, lovely day today. And to conclude our wonderful presentation today, Sylvia is going to sing her creation for us. Sylvia, sing.
I am the light, I am the light, I am the light, I am the light. And my world is truly lumen, for my world is what I am.
Together.
I am the light, I am the light, I am the light, I am the light. And my world is truly lumen, for my world is what I am.
And so it is. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you. Love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
But oh, how I love me.